All right, Rich. How's it going?
Not bad. Actually, I'm stuck on something. I'm working on an article about the rules of football, and I'm trying to write the offside rule in an easy way so everybody can understand.
What have you got so far?
The law states that a player is in an offside position if any of their body, except the hands and arms, is in the opponent's half of the pitch and closer to the opponent's goal line than both the ball and the second last opponent.
That sounds a bit difficult. Not sure if everybody's going to understand that. Let's think of something a bit easier.
Go on then. Go for it.
Here we go then. What about when a player passes the ball forwards to a teammate who's in the attacking half of the pitch, there should be two players from the defending team in front of the player receiving the ball. There you go. Easy.
I'm not sure if that's exactly right or if it's any easier for learners to understand. Can you go over that again?
Let's go for a drink and we can go through it one more time.
Good idea. Let's go. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're looking at vocabulary. We're going to look at some common phrases, collocations, and phrasal verbs with the word go.
Did you notice that we used lots of different phrases with go in the opening conversation? We're going to look at some of these again later on.
And don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast because we have a new football phrase for you to try to guess.
In this section, we're going to do 5 short role plays, and your challenge is to listen for the word go and think about how it's being used.
Ready for role play 1?
Go for it.
Role play 1.
Are you going home after work?
No, I'm going to the match.
You're going to the stadium? I didn't know you had tickets. I thought you'd be going to a pub to watch it.
No, but I might go on the way though.
One of the most common ways to use go is with places and events. In this example, we used go home, go to the match, go to the stadium, and go to the pub.
There is a difference between going to school and going to the school, and going to hospital and going to the hospital, isn't there?
Yes, with some phrases, if you use the article, it changes the meaning. Without the, it means you're going to the place for its intended purpose. For example, I'm going to hospital because I'm sick, or I'm going to school to study. If you say I'm going to the hospital or I'm going to the school, it means you're visiting the building and it could be for a different reason.
But we only use these phrases for specific places.
Yes, hospital, school, church, university, and maybe a few more.
Listen to our podcast about articles if you want to learn more about speaking about general and specific nouns.
There's a link on the side of the page.
Role play 2.
Did you do anything at the weekend?
Not really. I went shopping for a few bits and bobs. Oh, and I went swimming on Sunday. I always go swimming on Sunday mornings. What about you?
I had a brilliant weekend. We went to the beach and my boys went surfing for the first time.
And you?
I went for an ice cream.
Another common way to use go is go plus ing. In the conversation you heard go shopping, go swimming and go surfing.
It's really common to use go plus ing when we're talking about leisure activities, things you do in your free time.
We use go when we can speak about an activity in the gerund form, like swimming and shopping.
Some other common phrases are things like go camping, go jogging, go fishing, and go mountain climbing.
Role play 3.
What's that?
What's what?
That, there, in your hair.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Grey hair. You're going grey.
All right. It happens to all of us, you know, unless you go bald.
Yeah, yeah.
We can use go to mean become. In the conversation, you heard going grey and go bald. This means that my hair is becoming grey and Jack is bald.
I've still got some hair.
All right, you're going bald.
There are other phrases like this, such as go mad, go crazy, and go wrong or go off.
Go off?
Yes, that's a difficult one. It's a bit like a phrasal verb, really. We can use it to describe food that has gone or become bad because it's old. That food's gone off. Ugh. I'm not sure if it really is a phrasal verb because off is an adjective that means bad for food, usually eggs and milk. You can say, this milk is off.
But go off is a phrasal verb as well. We use it to mean explode for bombs and fireworks.
And for alarm clocks. What time did your alarm go off this morning?
Role play 4.
Do you want to go for a drink?
No, not tonight, Jack. I've really got to go for a run tonight. I haven't done any exercise in ages.
Never mind. I should probably go for a jog or something instead. Perhaps I'll go for a walk.
What about going for a meal at the weekend? We could all go.
Sounds good.
The phrase gopherer is a useful one. It means to go somewhere to do something.
In the example, Rich said he had to go for a run.
Go for a drink, go for a coffee, or go for a meal are phrases that are often used in invitations.
Role play 5.
The price of butter's gone up again.
Prices never go down, do they?
Look, over there. The butter shop. It says... the butter shop. Look, over there. The butter shop. It says everything must go.
There you go.
That was a stupid conversation.
I know, but the word go is very common in phrasal verbs and other phrases. For example, go up and go down are phrasal verbs that mean increase and decrease. And the phrase everything must go is a phrase you see at shops when they want to sell everything.
We've got some more difficult phrases and phrasal verbs for you to learn on the lesson page below this podcast.
Before we go, I thought we could talk about a couple more phrases with go, because there are so many to learn.
Okay. One of my favourites is when you ask, how does that song go?
Ah, yes. Here, go means expressed or played. What's the tune to a song? How does it go?
Other phrases I like are, how's it going and what's going on? Which we use at the start of conversations instead of, how are you and what's happening? They're informal greetings.
What about football phrases?
I like go for it. A team has to go for it if they want to win. The expression go for it just means try really hard. And if both teams go for it, it usually means a really attacking game with lots of goals. Any others?
There is here we go, of course.
Here we go.
You know, fans at football stadiums shout it. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Of course. Why do we sing that? Of course. Why do we sing that?
Good question.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. Last week's football phrase was miss out. It means not to do something or not to take part in something that's usually enjoyable. Some players will miss out on the World Cup because of injury, and some will miss out because they're not selected.
Well done to Lei Kowang from China, Saban Oleg and Lubomir from Ukraine, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Milos from Serbia, Baktislam from Indonesia and Kwezi Manifest from Ghana. You all got the right answer. What's this week's football phrase?
This week's football phrase is to... It's a phrasal verb with the word we've been looking at in this week's podcast, so shouldn't be too difficult. It means to be relegated. Stoke City, West Brom and Swansea have this season.
Easy. Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
If you have enjoyed this podcast or found it useful, leave us a rating or review, and that will help other people find us.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.